This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Monday. It'll be delightful, I'm sure. Hello. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for San Francisco Unified School District and Oakland Unified School District. Both are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or you need more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, go to RadioAlice.com and look for the Feed Our Families tab. We'll get you all hooked up with all the info you need. Every day we do this show, and every day we read a million things, and every day we have a big pile of stories that we hope to get to and know that we won't. Mm-hmm. And you've just reminded me, Vinny, that Cher Hite passed away at age 77. A lot of people go, who now? This woman who died at 77 wrote a book about female sexuality, and it came out in 1976. She'd done interviews with tons of women, asked them everything from how does this area smell to what makes you arrive at the destination you might need to go to, and how do you do that? And I mean, it is a book that changed my life in probably 1983 or 4. And I think every girl should read this book. It makes you feel like it makes you feel normal. You see that everything runs the gamut, and that there's everything you're feeling and that you think about yourself and your body and the way that you get yourself to where you need to go. It's all important and it all matters. It's all the same. It's all different, and everybody's got their own thing. It's really, really an empowering book to read. It's called The Hite Report, H-I-T-E. Cher Hite, S-H-E-R-E, Hite. There's like 48 million copies of this in print. I've personally bought two of them. And I highly recommend it. You ever read that, Nicole? You ever read that book? Because it's a good one.
No, I actually never heard of her.
Oh, see? I'm telling you, no one's even ever heard of her. In fact, she actually went into self-imposed exile in Europe because she got a lot of crap about this book.
Yeah.
And It's absolutely great. It's really, she
definitely a woman before her times. Because if that book came out now, it would be like amazing.
It would be lost in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, basically she was saying, hey, ladies, you don't need guys.
Yeah.
You don't even need them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really,
whoa.
And if you do need them, Cher, here's something that will help you. And here's what women are doing. And here's what women aren't achieving. And here's how you might be able to do that. It's really, I felt that it was life-changing and made me feel very much more normal than I had previously. And I highly recommend it to any woman, not even a young woman, any woman who hasn't read it should read it, The Hite Report. Rest in peace, Cher Hite. She was suffering from dementia, and I think she had Alzheimer's, and right. She was 77. You know, she wrote it as a fairly young woman, and it was just life-changing. It's great. Thank you for reminding me of that, Vinny. Because it definitely was buried in my pile.
Thank 858. They're the ones that the text was. Did Sarah see that Cheri Hite, woman who wrote her favorite sex book, The Hite Report, died? So that's why I wrote it to you. I went, oh, wow, I would think she'd want to say something.
Yeah, I definitely saw it and had a story, and just like
well
every other, like all these other stories that I'm not going to get to, We should do a second show in the afternoon for all the stuff we don't get to. Every single day, there's a huge pile of stuff. Okay, meet you at 2 o'clock. You want to do a second show every day? Let's do that. All right.
They're going to pay us for that? I'm in. I'm not leaving the house anyway, and it'll get me away from the kids. I'm down. You want to do another 4 hours? As long as they're going to pay us,
well,
I'm in.
Let's do another 2 hours. It'll be good. We'll call it the leftovers.
Sounds good.
So if this was any other year, this would probably be pretty shocking. But this year, nothing shocks us anymore. Everything from murder hornets to the places burning down around us to the hottest temperatures on record to, and I even forgot about COVID-19, and let's not forget there's a presidential election, and what a year. Woo, 2020.
And all the people going, what happened to my marriage? Oh no.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
Who are you?
And all the kids
we doing
going,
just fine.
I want to see my friends.
Right. Really? You're doing school from home? I was always opposed to homeschooling, but okay, here we go.
Right.
So it's a crazy year, and this is the blip on the radar. If any other year would be like, wow, that is actually quite an interesting fact. But this year, forget it. For the first time since the 1980s, vinyl has outsold CDs. And you're like, so what? Of course it did. What else is happening in the world? There's 50 million things. In the first 6 months of this year, vinyl accounted for $232 million in music sales. CDs brought in about $129 million. Vinyl grew by 4% in the first half of this year. CD sales were down 48% in the first half of this year. And physical sales all together overall, that's all mediums, all media, they're down 23%. Not surprising really at all, because the world is moving to streaming and digital platforms. And that's, we all own all the music now. So records are the only physical medium that's actually trendy right now. So that's why people are buying those.
I have a record player in my main room in the house. It's connected to the stereo. And I do have some records. I expect to collect more records. I think it's the only thing worth collecting, really.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the end, it's like an antique, awesome, collection.
If I hadn't gotten rid of my CD collection through the years, I might have stuck with that route, but because I've already gotten rid of, I had every CD, I had them all, and I sold them and ate, I basically ate them during my early radio years. So unfortunately, I have no CDs left or CD players, but records, that's cool. It's good to see.
It is. It's kind of neat. And it's actually sort of been a fun thing to take an album and put it on and listen to it in the order that it was supposed to. It feels so like slow cooking. Yeah. You know, it's nice.
I don't know how other music fans feel about it, but I personally, although I have a record collection, I love the access I have digitally to all my music. I love it. I'm listening to and loving music more than I ever have over the last handful, maybe dozen years, because it's digital and it can come with me anywhere I go, and I can put on music in the smallest windows of time. Oh, I got 5 minutes, boom, let me play a song. Yeah. Because I'm sitting at my laptop and I can.
Yep.
It's awesome.
It is. The access is undeniable. It used to be, you know, I'd get in my car to drive around because it was the only way I was going to get to listen to any music. Streaming's up 12%. Streaming is it. That's what's happening. I don't know how people are making money off of it, but apparently some people are. And it accounts for more than 85% of the industry's revenue. So congratulations, whoever thought up streaming. Is it the Napster guy? I don't know.
Yeah, Sean Parker. Is that the dude's name?
This week, I'm going to tell you album sales, but it's not album sales. It's really sort of album sales equivalents, because as you know, it's all streaming. Big Sean, Detroit 2, debuted at number one, and about 103,000 equivalent album units. For the last 5 weeks, Taylor Swift has been on top, and she's down at number five now. Let's see. Six weeks on top of the list. And this week it did about 48,000 equivalent album units, and now it's down to number five. Debuting in fourth place, Tekashi 6ix9ine. His
Uh-oh.
Album.
Oh.
I know. Oh, no. Let me see if I can see how many he sold. Number four, 53,000 equivalent album sales. And by the way, of that number, there were a whole bunch of like merchandise slash album bundles that went out. And that's, there's some controversy as to whether they should be counted or not, because you get this other stuff and they sort of throw the album in and then count it as an album sale, even though it really isn't. So it might be even lower than number four. But he's, you know, he's selling records, or people are streaming him, but not in the numbers I'm sure he'd prefer. Plus, not in the numbers that are going to keep him in his hairdo. Did you hear this? He pays $15,000 every time he gets the rainbow done. Someone is working a great scam on him.
Well,
it is quite,
it's pretty
vivid.
Elaborate and pretty bright. I mean, I don't, I never thought
15,000 bucks worth of bright.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. What that, you know, what is that? If you get someone you like and you want to keep them by your side so that your hair always looks great, maybe you got to pay them extra. I wouldn't know anything about that. I shave my own head every other day. Done.
Yeah. I truly have no idea. They show them here in a bunch of different shots, but he's saying it costs him 15 grand every single time and some other.
And he could be full of it too. I mean, we're trusting that guy.
Well, I'm sure he's got the best, and I'm sure there's 1,000 other hairdressers out there that are like, I'll do that for $500. No problem. It'll be just as good, if not better, because it'll be cheaper.
Yeah, but then you got to be around him all the time.
Yeah, well, maybe that gives you some kind of juice, right?
What juice? When the bullets start flying, you're going to be the hairstylist over in the corner going, I'm not with him. Right?
Maybe they can meet in a secret location. I have no idea. I'm sure that people, you know, they love notoriety. That's why people like this guy's a douche. Like a complete, like ever since I found out he made some 13-year-old do stuff to his friend while he taped her when he was 18 years old, I'm done with him. Like this guy is, what a loser. And yet there are people who listen and admire, and I'm telling you, he could find someone to do his hair for a lot less than 15 grand. Just some sycophant.
All right.
What a loser. Look at him. Looks like a fresh do there, doesn't it? No roots. That's,
you know what,
good.
Though? Whatever. I there are people who, and actually, I remember this about Trump from the long before he ever ran for president. This is not a rant on politics. This is a rant on that type of person. They love to spend more. Mm. They want to spend the most amount of money on anything so they can say, I right. spent this much on my thing, whether
just
it's a
so
sink
know.
Or a hairdo or right. cufflinks or whatever.
You can't
that's
afford to
deal.
Look as good as I do.
So Matt, maybe that's what that guy's doing. He wants to spend the most on his hairdo.
Right. Well, I mean, probably that's why he's got, look at all the bling he's got around his neck too. I'm sure he will tell you exactly what he paid for all those things too, probably.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's just the way.
Like I said, I wouldn't want to be standing anywhere near that dude.
Last week, we heard from one of the guys from Stranger Things, the guy who plays Steve Harrington. I don't have his name right in front of me. I think it's like Joe Dealey or something. He did a song about getting yourself.
Right.
And that was interesting enough. And I didn't realize that he also was a musician. We know that Finn Wolfhard, who is he's Mike, the main young kid on the show. Mm-hmm. We've known that he's been in a band. He's in a band called The Aubreys. And he and someone else in the band, his name is Malcolm Craig. They both are sort of the stars of this video, which we put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And when I say we, I mean Bryn. And he actually pulled me the song. It's called Smoke Bomb. And what they did was they took every classic horror movie. And so, you ever see those Jib Jab videos where your face is like on top of some dancing guy and the whole family is dancing in these pictures? It's like that. Here, you're going to see a chunk of it now. There's Malcolm's. Now he's the exorcist and raising off the bed. And it's just sort of bad cut and paste that's happening. But it's in all these. It's fun because it's all the old classics that you remember for horror movies. And here's a little bit of the song.
It's getting tired. With one skein, I look up then,
right. they're
in various. Better than the song.
The video is better than the song. The Shining, and it looked like Jurassic Park, The Exorcist, all these classic movies. It's cute. Smoke Bomb. Yeah, they're very lo-fi. But maybe that's by design. Maybe they could be making masterpieces and instead have chosen garage band
songs. Okay.
Miley Cyrus was on The Tonight Show. This was last week on Thursday. She was performing her new single, Midnight Sky, that we're playing. And she also did a cover of one of my favorite Hall & Oates songs, so I thought we could play that.
Oh.
You grab a little bit of that?
Mm-hmm. Sarah Smile?
No. That is my favorite, though. It's one of my favorites.
Looks great.
She does. Oh, she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Man eater. Oh, boy. She is. Aggressively singing.
Kind of goes with the song that she's got going right now, right? I don't need anyone or something
right?
like that. What's the,
yeah.
What are the lyrics of that?
Something like that, right? Play that Midnight
Sing
Sky.
Sing that to me.
All I know is, ooh, ooh, said ooh. That's my only part I know. Here it is. Said it ain't so bad if I want to make a couple mistakes. You should know right now that I'll never see you in the wrong place forever. Oh boy, I feel like I can see stuff.
She just did that tongue thing and Sarah's face went sour like a
ugh,
like a lemon
keep
bite
in your mouth. Ugh. I like the dress though. She's so skinny. She's got her legs sticking out, and it almost looks like if she just moved one inch over, you'd get to see stuff.
Look at that blue eyeshadow too. Just 70s yeah. mess. I love
She's bringing it back. Yeah, and there was more tongue. All right. So anyway, can I just say those masks don't seem effective? There's a hole cut where the mouth is. Is it just me?
What mask?
The mask that the guitar player is wearing.
Oh,
there's
I didn't
like
even
a there's a
it.
Hole right
Are you
here.
Kidding? She's barely wearing any clothes, Sarah. You think I'm
yeah,
gonna
but
look
sometimes
at the
she's
player?
Not in the shot. Hold on, here it is. There it is, right
oh,
there.
Oh no, he's
look.
That's a picture, I think. Yeah, it's a logo of something.
Oh, all right. Yeah, maybe it's a Rolling Stones logo or something. Honestly, it just looks like his mouth. I'm like, that looks like a faulty mask. You might want to return that one. Get your money back, buddy. All right, let me see if I can squeeze anything else in. Not really. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Drinking at work, stealing a police dog. What?
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.